The two-year study used radio collars to follow 175 deer in a part of south-central Wisconsin where hundreds of deer have tested positive for the fatal brain disease, CWD. The results found female deer rarely move outside of a one-third square mile home range, and even young bucks travel less than 10 miles from their birthplace. Researcher Nancy Matthews says the study also found little evidence that infected does in the study area were passing the disease to others.
When we have found a positive doe, and we've only had three of them, we have found that the rest of her social group members have tested negative. We believe that the key to understanding the landscape transmission is really held by the bucks.
More bucks than does have tested positive for CWD, and because they travel farther, Matthews says the bucks may play an important role in spreading the disease. Many hunters say if that's the case, the state should lift regulations that encourage hunters to shoot more does than bucks. Greg Kazmierski is with the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Coalition.
By managing and putting restrictions on buck harvest, it actually kind of appears contrary to the science.
But researcher Nancy Matthews says it's still not certain that it's the bucks who are spreading the disease. She says it's still possible the infected prions that cause CWD are present in the soil in what she calls hot spots, like salt licks or bait piles where deer congregate.
It could be transmitted through mutual grooming and through the saliva, but the question that really is out there is whether or not it is in the soil.
Matthews is still tracking 95 deer with radio collars and plans to catch and collar others this winter. She's urging hunters in the study area to watch for the colored collars and try to avoid shooting deer that could end up providing clues to how to stop the spread of chronic wasting disease. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.